matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Oh, Jeremy, thanks for being here. I mean, eventually, I guess.
Yeah, sorry about all that. I don't know. I spaced, I guess. Yeah, I was up late Sunday night studying for a big exam and a lot going on, I guess.
Yeah, no, about that. Let's get down to business. This is about you and Annie. So what's going on between you two? How can we help?
Yeah, I don't really know what's going on between the two of us. Mm-hmm. And I'm actually worried this whole thing, whole idea is... well, it's pretty stupid. I mean, my mom listens to you guys all the time.
And
she will hear this, so...
Oh.
What the hell?
Well, wow. Just no fear.
A man on the edge.
Okay, so how do you two know each other, you and... you and Aunt, that is. Sorry, we don't need to know how you know mom.
We know how you know your mom.
Yeah.
We've actually been friends for years. I guess it's kind of faded over time, so we aren't as close anymore. You know, just doing different things, falling into different crowds, that kind of thing. It was funny, though. I don't know what it was about this year. We ended up having a lot of classes together, maybe a senior thing or maybe a teacher shortage or something. But whatever, we kind of reconnected at school.
Okay, so you're in college. Like, where y'all go?
No, we're seniors in high school. We graduate, like, in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
Wow, high school.
I think it's a first, right?
This is a first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First what?
We've never had a high schooler on the segment before.
Not we can prove, anyway.
I've had suspicions. Yes.
Yeah.
Is that not allowed or something?
Well, I mean, it depends. Like, you have to be 18 to win stuff.
Yeah.
So... does that work?
We're both 18. I actually just turned 19.
Aha! No problems then.
Okay. Well, you said you guys got closer, so like you're dating then? Like that's good news.
Not really. I don't know what you would call it. We started studying together and then hanging out like regularly. And then I got to take her to prom this year. That was great.
Damn.
And I felt like we were kind of turning a corner or whatever. And in the morning, I was taking her home. We kissed.
Hey!
Damn, boy.
No, that's
a good sign, right? That's a great sign.
I think so.
Right?
Yeah.
I thought so. I mean, I wanted it to be different after that, but I wasn't going to, like, push it.
Good.
I was just thinking that has to mean something, or maybe it's one of those things where... You know, if you've been friends for so long, you just, maybe it's weird. If you're friends for so long, do you ever stand a chance of getting out of the friend zone, or are you doomed there forever?
Right. So is that what's happening now? Like, she started pulling away?
Yeah, I don't think you'd call it ghosting if you still have to see each other in class every day. Oh, that doesn't...
Makes it harder.
Same thing.
No, yeah. No, she's not ghosting. She's just gotten kind of weird. I don't know how else to just... I know I've been trying to spend more time with her, and she's usually down, but then sometimes she gives me these weird excuses, like if it feels like we're heading back in the right direction, then suddenly she's got to like run an errand for her grandma or, you know, pick up dry cleaning or something.
What?
Yeah, then there are all these graduation parties and stuff, and people that she wants to go see and do things with. So I don't know if she needs space or if I'm just now trying too hard or coming on too strong.
Okay, well...
So the big plan then to fix this is...
Yeah.
To follow up with some big elaborate date night?
Well, I mean, we can use it whenever, right? I'm just thinking maybe in the summer before she leaves for school or something.
Okay, well, let's call her, see what we can do. We're going to talk to Annie. That's next with Frito and Katie.
Matters of the heart. There's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Okay, so Jeremy and Annie are high schoolers.
This is
high school sweethearts.
Potentially
new
awesome.
High school
sweethearts. I do love this.
They were friends forever, and they just kind of fell in with different crowds. You know, they weren't as close. But then he took her to prom.
He had a magical prom moment. at a magical prom moment, my dude.
After prom.
I love it.
I love it. So now he feels Annie's getting a little distant.
Yeah.
He's trying to maximize the time they have before they graduate. And, so
yeah, he thinks he's in the friend zone too. Is that what's it's a real thing?
Let's,
you know?
Let's talk to Annie, yeah. See if what his odds are of getting out of that, if that is in fact the case. Hey, is this Annie?
Hi.
Hey, Annie, we're Frito and Katie from Y100, the radio station in town. Do you have a few minutes by chance? Like, before we get started, you don't have class or like a final or anything, do you?
Oh, no, not until wait, who is this?
Frito and Katie, Y100, we're country. The important thing here, Annie, is you want a date night package of your choosing. Okay. Someone entered you on our website. And again, you get to pick like whatever you wanted to do. Okay. You can go anywhere you want. Don't have to pay for anything. It's just the kicker here, though, is you'd have to go on the date with Jeremy. It's kind of like the way this all works.
Wait, why? Wait, how do you know Jeremy?
We don't know him.
Yeah, we don't, not really.
Yeah, he's just the one who entered you to win. And yeah, that's generally how we do this. Now, y'all went to prom together, though. Is that right?
Yeah, we did. I had an amazing time. I mean, everyone hypes up prom a lot, but it was fun with Jeremy.
Well,
so.
It's
fun with
easy Jeremy. When you've been friends for as long as y'all have, right?
That is a plus.
But that can also complicate things. And that's kind of what Jeremy is worried about here. So he's been trying to spend this quality time with you, from what we hear. But is that, like, maybe now a problem, or?
I mean, kind of. I mean, like what you said, like, it's kind of just a complicated situation right now.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, that's my bad. I know you have so much, there's a lot going on right now and a lot to do and get through before graduation and all that. But we can always just use this later or whatever.
True, no time limit.
You can.
Oh. Wait.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry. Yes, Jeremy, we had him on the line.
But look, for what it's worth, Annie, he's totally right. Like, there's no, you want to use the middle of August, whenever, we don't care, all right? It's all good.
Well, I'm just, like, not sure what I want this summer. I mean, or, like, who I want to spend it with. That's, like, that's kind of what I'm saying. Like, I really like him, but we're about to graduate. And I don't know what happens after that. Like, we're both starting college, so.
Well, what are you leaving town? Is that what you're saying?
We're both going to Texas State.
Okay.
Nice.
So you'd be together. What's,
yeah.
What's the problem, Annie?
Oh, I mean, like, I've just been thinking a lot about starting this new phase. And, like, I watched a lot of videos online, and I've been talking to my cousins about it. And everyone says that, like, the worst thing you can do or the worst thing that they did was start college dating their high school boyfriend.
Huh.
Some of them call it, like, their biggest mistake that they made their freshman year. So
really?
Being tied down like that.
Huh.
Wait a minute. Their biggest mistake? That wasn't, like, I don't know, Jessica's DUI?
Jessica's what?
I mean.
Is that the cousin?
Okay. I mean, yeah, like, they're kind of idiots. But, I mean, I've heard a lot of people say that. It's not just them. And, I mean, they are making pretty good points. A lot of people say that. They'll say to, like, I don't know.
To go in to be single, though? Why?
Well, it makes sense. Like, you're going to have all these new life experiences and meet new people and all that. And, I mean, like, it's just not the same if you're, you know, going in with a relationship. Like, it just makes it different, I guess.
Right.
And I don't know if it's any better or worse, but I just want to have a normal American college experience. So,
well, that doesn't make any sense, though. I mean, why would it matter? I mean, maybe it enhances certain situations. You know, we'll still have all the same experiences, I promise. You know, do you think we're not going to go places or try things just if we're dating together?
Like sit in a dorm room the whole time.
Well,
I mean, yeah, like maybe. I mean, like doing things together just makes them different. I promise I like you, Jeremy. I do. But if we were like juniors or if it was earlier in our senior year, like, but it's not, I don't know, like maybe in a year or two we'll find ourselves like drifting back to each other. But right now I'm just skeptical. Okay. I don't know.
A year or two?
Seems long.
Maybe I'll be, what if I'm in a relationship by then? Or you can't expect me to sit here and wait for 2 years.
But isn't that what you're asking me?
All right, guys, look, thank y'all for being on today.
Do us a favor, though, and don't make any rash decisions, okay?
Yeah.
Just think it over for a bit while we grab some calls, okay?
Like, I'm not trying to suggest your cousins in, the TikTok community aren't reliable, but maybe we can have some listeners confirm or deny this whole idea. Tell us if it makes a difference or not, but hang on.